healing band, Marky. He wanted Marky to share it with him. And Troy was trying to get Marky, you know, to share it. I said, Russ, well, why don't we put you in the other van? He said, how about out in... I said, how about out in the TV room? He said, well, there isn't any heat. We went out there, and I said, oh, come on. And took him out there, and I showed him that there was heat. And he said, well, when I was once here... And he stopped. When I was first here, there wasn't any heat. And I said, oh, this is first interesting as a retracing. Yeah. When I was once here, then goes to when I was first here, which is appropriate. When I was first here, and when I was once here was wrong. And the other more interesting thing is, it's one of the first cases of really clear rationalization on Ross's part that I can recognize. I mean,
maybe he really thought there was
no heat the first time. I guess he had just, it's probably true that he had just started coming on. But whether it was written or not, it was rationalization. It certainly seemed like trying to justify a previous action in a rationalizing sort of way. I asked Ross, I said, Ross said, I said, you're real people. He said, no, we're superheroes. And I said, oh, you're not real people. He said, we're real people pretending that we're superheroes. So he was able to maintain both perspectives at the same time, both the idea of pretend and being real. Ross is learning to count hidden objects now. He goes along, there was a row of 12 dwarfs in the front, and a 13th dwarf in front was covering up number 6. So he went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then counted 7, for the one was totally covered up by it. They couldn't see it at all. And then went 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. I actually had to tell him that there was one behind before he realized that he could do that. Asked me, tomorrow night, could you take us to the place where you saw Baker? And I said, I'm not making any promises. And he said, I know it's not a promise, Dad, but tomorrow night, could you take us to the place where you saw Baker? And I said, no, I'm not going to. What are you going to say?
Please.
Please?
Yeah.
Well, I hear what you want, and I'm not making promises. But I've heard what you want, okay? And I'm not going to make a promise. I'll think about it. Is that good enough? Yes? Russ wanted to move a pillow because he wanted to make room. And he said, we won't be needing this now. Ross wanted, we wrapped a present for Mary, Ross and Mark and I did, and he said, if she sees it, you tell her, then he went back, he says, if she sees it, and asks what it is, then you tell her, he used a word, I can't, let's see. And when he finished, he said, you say this, I wrapped it for Ross. What he wanted to say was, if she sees it, and you should tell her that you had wrapped it for Ross. But he was having trouble with all that conditionalization plus embedding. We were talking about Ross's vitamins at breakfast, and he said he wanted Popeye, and I said, no, it's sweet pea. And then we wanted to know what the other one was. And I said, that's the dog. And I said, what's his name? And he said, what was his name, Ross? He thought it was Sweet, maybe it's Sweet Pea too, he said. And I said, no, that can't be. And he said, let's ask Mom. And he said, what's the magic dog's name in Popeye? Which I thought was a nice way of describing it. And Mary didn't know. Ross saw that his couch had been put in the wrong position and was opened up and in the wrong way. And he said, Dad, he wanted to go watch TV. And he said, Dad, do you expect me to sit on that? On that? Question mark? And I said, no, of course not. And I fixed it for him. We were talking about apples. Marky was asking for an apple, and Ross, I guess, got carried away with the apple thing and said, I guess your apple is asking for more sugar. And what he meant was that his tummy was growling and asking for more sugar. And instead of the word tummy, he put the word in apple in because Marky had just finished saying it. So it was just that apple was highly activated, and then you put it in tummy. It put it in place of tummy.
Mark said, Ross was drawing a car, and I finally guessed what it was. I said it was a house. He says, no, it's not a house because it has wheels. And I said, it's a car. He said, not just any car. And he said, grinning and pointing to the windows, 1, 2, 3. And I said, it's a limousine, which was right. It's a limousine. That was the... We saw a limousine on the freeway, so that's how that came about.
I asked Ross if he was going to go to bed right after the bath. He said, I really will. I'm not lying. So this is a new deal that he knows that sometimes people lie and cheat and things like that, and he's making sure he isn't. Ross said, I said, I'm coming up with you. And I said, how? Because you're a twerp. And he said, yeah, that's another reason. Oh, no, I said, how come you're going upstairs? And he said, because I want to. And I said, because you're a twerp. He said, yeah, that's another reason. Right?
Mm-hmm. And then you said, that's the main reason.
No, I did not say that was the main reason.
You did so.
Oh, that's the main reason? Did I say that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe I did. I don't think I did. I think Ross. I said, that's very good, Ross. So this idea of main reason is something that he sort of inferred. Well, maybe I did say that was the main reason. Yeah, I guess I did. Okay, I said that's the main reason, and Ross repeated it. And I said, you're right, Ross, I said it. And he said, I thought you did. And a nice ellipsis there. And a little earlier, he said, I told him Mary was a darling. She was a darling mommy shaving her darling legs. And he said, why are you using darling to me? And it was, why are you calling everybody darling? Ross asked whether McDonald's was next to Burger King, and he said, in my knowledge, I don't know. He was asking Mary. And then he said, what does knowledge mean? This is on the 31st of January, 30th of January. What does knowledge mean, Ross?
I don't know.
You were about to tell us. Don't stop now.
Not in my mind.
Not in your mind?
Yeah.
In your mind, knowledge means whether it's in your mind. If it's not in your mind, then it's not in your knowledge.
If it's in your mind, it's in your knowledge.
Right. Except for feelings. Those aren't knowledge. If you have feelings in your mind, or ideas, well, if you have feelings in your mind, those aren't knowledge. Those are feelings.
See, then when you say, use your noggin, they don't really mean that in your knowledge.
Ross said that Merman, his Merman figure, he wanted me to put the sword into his hand. He said, I wanted holding on to the bone. I said, how do you know that's a bone? And he said, how did you know it was a bone, Ross? He said, because I noticed it before you did, right? And he was right, there is a kind of a little bone end onto the... on the bone on the end of the sword. Here it is, Ross. Ross said, saw some of the books that I had up and said, Dad, can we sell some of these to Marie Helene? Of course, we don't sell anything to Marie Helene, but this is Ross's idea. And then he said, meanwhile, can I do something? It's his first use of meanwhile, and certainly much more elaborate than I would have guessed for a first use, but... I guess that is a reasonable first use. And he crawled up on the... Ross, don't do it. Ross crawled up on my table, and then he said, what do you think I can do now? Play an ice cube? What do you mean, play an ice cube?
Ice cube.
Oh, you mean Rubik's cube. Would you please take that into your bed, Ross? I mean, go to bed right now. I said to Ross that you didn't really want a real cat, did you? And he said, yeah, I remember a time when I said that I want a real live cat. And he said, because we had just gotten a little toy cat for Mark. Our old live cat had died.
And he said,
can I run the story?
Anyway, then he said that the toy cat won't die. The real cat will. What else, Russ? What did you want to say about a story? No, you can't bring anything. Only bring one thing a day. You can only bring one thing to school a day.
Why? Did you decide that?
That's a new rule. It's like you can't go into the area when there's a square, when there's an X on it. That's a rule, right?
Daddy?
Uh-huh.
Can I take two toys?
No. You can only take one toy, and that's the rule. Because that's the rule. Ross was giving Mark a pancake, and he said, I'm going to give him another one. And he was trying to get it off his little piece of pancake off of his fork, and he said, now if I can just get it off. Which is his first use of that, now if I can just. But it's obviously an idiom, isn't it? Now if I can just. Okay, that's enough now, Ross. You eat the rest.
Mark was being really sassy, and he was saying, you see my penis? And he was pulling his pants down and showing me his penis. And I looked and I said, yeah, I could see it. I can see it. And then I said, what are you going to do with it? And Ross was playing with a cat and he said, he wants to take it to show and tell.
By the way, that was a joke on Ross's part, although he might not have thought, realized how funny it was. Ross was in bed with Mark and Ross said, Daddy, what does spinal mean? And I said, it means the last one. And he said, you better come up with me, and that's final. He had just asked me what it was so he could use it with me. Make sure he'd come. And make sure I would come up with him. And he said, I said, yeah, I won't, but I can't come right now. And he said, okay, that's final number two. And I said, if you don't come, then that's final number three. Oh. It means super final. So that's his idea of a little threat. Also, a little earlier, we were playing Jump Over Hand, and Ross said, usually when he jumps over my hand nicely, I don't tickle him, but only tickle him when he messes around and doesn't jump over it nicely. And he said, okay, Dad, let's reverse it. We'll do it the other way. He said, let's switch it around and do it the other way. When I jump over nicely, when I jump over good, then you don't tickle me. And then you tickle me, and when I don't jump over good, then you tickle me. Mary, I brought Mark down this morning, February 2nd, and Ross had two toys, his raccoon and his bear, Icy and Bangus, and he said to Marky, do you want your Bangus? He loves you. What else do you think? He wants your Bangus. He wants you. He loves you.
And last night I told Ross that it was a good thing that Bangus had more than one friend.
Right.
So that when one friend was preoccupied, then he could turn to his other friends.
Right.
And which was
right. Actually, though, what interests me about that was Ross has developed sort of a Marky talk dialect, which is he wants you, he loves you, he repeats things for Mark to make sure that Mark understands. Yeah, sort of. He doesn't use big sentences with Mark. He uses nice,
Mark
clear little sentences.
Says Rashi to Ross
Rashi.
Because Ross. Says Rashi to Mark in
yeah.
that baby talk.
Right, my name's Rashi. Right.
Ross got up for breakfast and said, I'm full. He said, Mary said, you're full, huh? And he said, that was all I could take. And he started staggering.
I asked Ross if he thought that a certain girl on television looked pretty. She was advertising Seabreeze skin cleanser, and she breezes by the cameras and smiles very big, and she's gorgeous and everything. And he said, yes, I think she's pretty, even though she doesn't wear that stuff. And I said, well, that, she probably,
She looks she probably does look the way she looks in the picture. The big lie is that they're trying to tell me without saying it in words that I will look as beautiful as she does if I use that stuff. And then Ross said, well, you still will look... No, I said that I would look just like her if I used that. And he said, well, you still will look nice. Very sweetly. Mark said, ooh, I farted. And Ross said, don't say that, Marky. And Mark said, that's not a bad word. And Ross said, don't say that, Marky. Oh, farted's not a bad word. Ross said, don't say that, Marky. And Mark said, that's not a bad word. And Ross said, it would be most helpful if you didn't say a word at all. And Mark said, don't talk with your mouth full. Mark and Ross were playing with their Castle Grayskull. And Ross says to Mark, great going, Dad. You saved Castle Grayskull. And then Mark said, and I say nothing, right? And Ross says, right. Anyway, all this is reenactment of a television advertisement for Castle Grayskull, where the father is playing the part of one of the characters and does something wonderful, and then that's what the boy says. Great going, Dad. You saved Castle Grayskull. And then evidently the dad just grins really big and looks very successful. Anyway, so Mark was the dad and Ross was the boy, telling Mark to go pee in the toilet. And he got out and he said, I tried, but there's no more pee. And I said, why not? And he said, because I went pee in the bathtub. And it was just about then that I had poured a great pitcher of water from the bathtub all over Ross's head. And Ross and I looked at each other. And he started to suppress a smile. He kind of tried not to look at me and suppressed a smile and said, and you just poured pee all over my head.
Ross said, if you have, what did you, tell me the whole story about a big name, Ross. Ross said,
I
said, if you have a big name, you have to do a big job.
Well, we built the Snowman's eyes were nuts, and his nose was a carrot.
Uh-huh.
His lips were two cherries.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
He had a pictured pirate hat or a hat.
Uh-huh.
And then his hands were made out of branches.
Uh-huh.
And his legs were made out of branches.
Uh-huh.
And because of his hat, he took two baseball bats.
Uh-huh.
And folded them, and he threw out them.
And folded them? Two baseball bats and what did them?
He folded them.
Oh, he folded them. He held them. Yeah.
He held them. Uh-huh. And he's still out there. We're going to leave him out there.
Ross pointed outside.
Overnight.
Uh-huh. Do you think he'll melt?
No.
You want to take a peek?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I can see him.
He looks pretty good, doesn't he?
Yeah.
You want to look, Marky?
Don't you like him?
Okay, Mark, you can come
on. Don't you like him, Dad?
I think it's one of the best snowmen you've ever done.
Yeah.
Do you want to eat snowy now? Are you ready to eat your chocolate snowman?
Oh, no.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to save him forever?
Yeah.
Until summer.
Maybe we will. Because he's my best
friend. Save him now forever?
I think so.
Okay, we'll see.
I don't know. So I say, if I don't know, I say eat.
Eat.
And
eat. Eat, my friend. You say, eat, my friend.
Eat, my little frosty friend.
And what does that mean?
That means I don't know if I'm going to eat or not.
Uh-huh. And remember what you said a little earlier? You said the longer your name,
yeah,
the harder the job you have to do. Is that right?
And I am.
That was before the doctor's story.
And licked it.
Yeah, and what did that mean?
And that means refrigerator.
Did you like it?
Refrigerator.
Yeah, I liked it.
Okay, you guys ready for your
open
snack?
Open the refrigerator and lick it every place. You might find a snowball, and that snowball will be my best snowball.
How do I know?
And I'm looking.
I'm not looking yet until you start eating. Boys, you have peanut butter sandwiches, and come on, you guys start eating. Come on, right now.
Dad, can we have dessert after this?
Yes, after you finish your peanut butter sandwich.
I want to eat my sandwich.
Okay.
I just want my sandwich.
Marky?
Dad, I don't want to eat sandwich. I want to eat chocolate.
Okay, you decide what you want.
Or anything.